Blog Talk Radio. Timberwolf, and tonight we will be talking about the new season 6 episode of My Little Pony, season 6 episode 5, Gauntlet of Fire. Now this is a Spike episode here, and I guarantee you, if you have not seen it yet, get the heck off my radio station right now, because it's a great show. I will bar none, is probably going to be the best of season 6. It starts off with, of course, Spike with Rarity in a dark cave, hunting gems, and it's bat infested. And she was commenting to Spike about wishing that unicorn magic wasn't so bright, and all of a sudden the area just lights up a little bit brighter. And she turns to look at Spike, you know, saying, turn that off, you know. And it's like, all of a sudden, Spike is just sitting there just glowing for some odd reason or another. Kind of reminds me of maybe he might have gotten some nuclear waste or something, you know. Became a glow bug, you know. But anyway, she said the last time she was in there, the bats got all in her mane. And sure enough, they did it again. She takes him back to Twilight's Castle, which we cut back to a scene back to Twilight's Castle, where she is having tea with Celestia and Luna, which is pretty decent because we don't get to see Celestia and Luna too much together along with Twilight, just, you know, sitting back having a cup of tea, just idle chit-chatting. We don't see that very often. But Rarity barges in and tends to tell Twilight that something's wrong with Spike, and he's still sitting there glowing. He says he just can't turn it off. It's itchy and it hurts. And it's Princess Luna who comes up with what is wrong with Spike. It is a calling by the Dragon Lord to all the dragons that he must go to the Dragonlands to find out what the Dragon Lord wants. Now, basically, this is going to be sort of a continuation, you could say, of Dragon Quest, at least from what I can see. But, of course, Rarity and Twilight get to go along with them. No, they don't dress up like a dragon, even though Rarity wanted to. Princess Celestia said maybe something a little less subtle will do the trick, and they go there as a rock. I think maybe what they needed maybe at that time was Pinkie Pie and Maud Pie to go with them. But that's okay. We didn't get to go have Rainbow Dash go with them this time, though. But during the episode, we end up basically coming across Spike's old friend from Dragon Quest, Garble. And Garble doesn't seem too happy to see him, and you can tell there's a little bit. For those of you who don't know who Garble is, go back to Dragon Quest. He's that supposed teenage red dragon that kind of made fun of him for being sort of a pony dragon in a way. Well, anyway, we get to see his nasty side again. And we get to come across a couple new characters. We have the Dragon Lord Torch and his daughter, Princess Ember, as well. So, you know, after Dragon Lord turns around and tells him that, you know, tells all the dragons that his reign is over, he had summoned them there for a challenge that whoever would get retrieve the scepter from the Gauntlet of Fire will become the new Dragon Lord. Well, of course, you know, Spike didn't really want to participate in it. And once he stopped glowing, he decided, well, I'm out of here. See ya. So he's pushing the rock that has Rarity and Twilight away, and Dragon Lord Torch sees him and stops him and says, where do you think you're going? You know, this is for all dragons to participate in. And he wanted to just turn around and told him, he goes, well, I'm not that strong. I'm not that big. You know, I just don't feel like participating. And it's Princess Ember who changes her dad's mind to let him go. Unfortunately, when we hear what some of the other dragons want to do, you know, if they get the scepter. One female dragon says she's going to make Burps the official greeting of, you know, the Dragonlands, and another dragon turns around and says, well, I'm going to pillage, you know, Equestria for all their pillows, because why should they lay on soft pillows when and the dragons lay on hard rock? It was Garble who interrupted and said, no, we're going, if I get the Dragon Lord, we are going to take revenge on these ponies. We're going to basically destroy Equestria. We're going to plunder, pillage, and burn down everything. And after Twilight and the others, Twilight, Spike, and Rarity hear this, Spike makes the determination that he's not going to let them do it. He goes, well, the only way we've got to save Equestria is for him to get the scepter. They're not too keen on it. Even Twilight turns around and says, well, if you become the Dragon Lord, you won't be able to live in Equestria no more. And he goes, well, I understand that, you know, but this is going to be for the good of Equestria. And my thoughts when I heard that was, okay, I have the feeling that Hasbro's going to try to get rid of Spike, and this is going to be the way they're going to do it. So anyway, he joins the group. And of course, Garble being himself, you know, picks on Spike a couple times, slaps him around. The first part was for them to fly to the volcano. Of course, Spike can't fly, so he's got to swim. And as the dragons are flying over, they got like these sea serpents or something that pops up out of the water and starts shooting water straight up at the dragons that are flying across, knocking down a couple of them. And one almost hits Garble. Well, you could say kind of like hit him in the face a little bit, which caused him to drop back. And he runs into another dragon. Now, the princess was going to enter the contest, but her dad turned around and told her no. So, but the dragon he bumps into happens to be the Dragon Lord's daughter, Princess Ember in disguise, but we don't know that just yet. She plummets to the water because she's got pretty much full armor on, plus an armored mask on, so nobody would recognize her. She plummets into the water. She starts to drown. Spike saves her, brings her on shore. And this is when we find out that Princess Ember is, in the race to turn around and, get the scepter. And she doesn't know that Twilight or Rarity's there yet until, Rarity opens up her big mouth and says, "We were trying to save you, don't be so ungrateful, And that's when Ember turns around and says, "Did these, because they were disguised as seaweed." And so she goes over and, pulls down the seaweed and she goes, "Ponies, what are they doing here?" And it's like, "They're my friends, don't worry about it." And she's trying to turn around and tell Spike exactly, basically what dragons don't have friends, is what she's trying to say. Dragons are sort of like griffins. They don't really have friends. They don't have acquaintances. They just exist. But anyway, he goes, "Well, this dragon does." And so anyway, the next part of it, they're still on shore looking up at the next challenge as all the other dragons are flying across. And then they've got these other dragons who use their tails to launch rocks through the air. This is another part trying to get to the gauntlet there, or whatever you want to call it, to retrieve the scepter. And so Spike came up and said, "Well, why don't we team up? I'll be your eyes in the sky and tell you if there's anything coming." So she reluctantly agrees to let Spike, team up with her. And so anyway, a couple of boulders got thrown at him, and he tells her which way to move, and they finally make it to the cave. Garble's ahead of them, but the entrance to the cave, I guess, has a trip or something because it shoots fire out. So she agrees to stay teamed up with him to go into the cave and try to get through the cave section. Well, the cave section has sort of like, how the jagged rocks go, sort of like the iron teeth that come down and close, as you see it on some of these other cartoons, on a conveyor belt, iron teeth comes down, like, about the best way, it's like a jaw. And you see all these other dragons, you're like hanging on or clung to these jagged teeth type deal. So they get back, Spike gets up back on her back, and she's flying through, and they make it through that. Then they've got to go through, how can I call it? It's sort of like a ramrod type of thing. A rod will come from one end of the wall and smash you into the other end of the wall, is basically what it is. Only it's not like a rod. It is a rod, but it's more like a jeweled type rod. They make it through that, but somehow they're ahead of Garble for some odd reason. I don't know how. So anyway, he's going through, and he gets caught by the rock teeth, but he manages to squeeze through. And when he gets over to the smash rods, or is what I'm going to call them, he kind of, gets hit by one of the smash rods that puts him right into a wall, and I'm sitting there going, "Yay!" Gets his just desserts. But anywho, they make it through there, and for some odd reason, Twilight and Rarity on the other side dressed as rocks again. They were dressed as seaweed. They were dressed as a rock. Then they went dressed as seaweed. Then they went dressed, as an old tree stump. And now they're in this cave, dressed as rocks. and it's at this point in time, Ember kind of like looks at him and she says, "How the heck did you two get in here?" But they're not saying a word. So I figured Twilight was using her teleportation magic, because they really can do the Pinkie Pie thing. So anywho, there's like an earthquake of some sort real quick, and Rarity almost falls over. So, you know, Spike helps Rarity, saves Rarity, and you know, and Ember sits there and goes, "You risked everything to go save your friend, but yet they risked everything to be here to cheer you on." And he goes, "Well, that's what friends do." Well, I'm going to pause for about 30 seconds for station identification. This is TWLF, the Wolf Radio Station.
You're listening to the Wolf's Den on TWLF, the Wolf, in the Everfree Forest.
Okay. Getting back to the story. Anywho, they decided to stop teaming up, and they went their kind of their separate ways. Of course, Spike is within reach of the scepter. And it's at this point in time that I'm sitting there going, okay, if Spike gets that scepter, they're going to turn around, they're going to write out Spike because due to the fact that they got Starlight Glimmer on coming in, I guess she's got to take Spike's place. That was my first thought. Well, anyway, Garble tries to stop him. Ember stops him from stopping Spike. And to make a long story short, Spike receives the scepter. And, you know, it's at this time, you know, Garble was just about ready to grab a hold of the princess again, and he sat there and he just yells out, "Leave her alone." He goes, "What?" He goes, you got the scepter?" He goes, "That's right." He goes, "That means you're Dragon Lord." You know? And he goes, "That's right. Now, I'm ordering you to take the long journey home, and while you're doing, and as you're doing that, I want you to hug every dragon that you meet." He goes, "But that's going to be embarrassing." He goes, "Precisely." So anyway, Garble takes off. He starts hugging all the dragons. And finally, Princess Ember goes, "Dragon Lord Spike has a good ring to it." Spike turns around and looks at Ember and says, "No. Dragon Lord Ember sounds better," and he hands her the staff. And so anyway, he goes back to Ponyville. He has a new friend in the Dragonland. Twilight has made a new friend in the Dragonland who is a higher up, and they're going to be exchanging, you know, information about dragons, you know, so Twilight can write her book about dragons and stuff like that there. I thought it was a very, 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 it was actually, I believe it will be the best show of season 6. This one I give a 9.5. The only thing that actually made a 10 with me is the Raiders of the Lost Mark. But there was a lot of growth in Spike. You know, I mean, as far as, you know, being generous, helpful, you know, wise, you know, willing to take responsibility, that, you know, myself, I thought that was a great achievement. And I, you know, a lot of people might think that there's going to be something going on between him and Ember. I really don't think so. I'm still looking for a Spike Rarity type deal. But I also noticed Rarity wasn't really, you know, jealous that when Spike was talking to her, she was more or less, you know, saying, "Can we actually trust her?" You know, and stuff like that there. But anywho, I think we'll be seeing more of the Dragonlands later on, probably in season 7, myself. Now that I've got that over with, we are going to turn around, and I did a little questionnaire on Google Plus or G+, and I came up with a pretty decent question, and I asked, you know, what would be the correct answer. Now, the question was, what is Rarity's full name on My Little Pony Friendship with Magic? It was either Rarity Filigree, Rarity, or Rarity the Unicorn. Now, back in, 29% voted for Rarity Filigree, 43% came up with Rarity, and 29% came up with Rarity the Unicorn. Now, Visual Pony turned around and told me, basically, that Rarity the Unicorn was not really her full name, because this is how I got Rarity the Unicorn, was back in Season 1, Ticketmaster. Now, granted, there's not really, she's the only Rarity. And my thought is, she came up, and stated it, her full name, Rarity the Unicorn. I forget how she did it, but every pony will know the name Rarity the Unicorn. And that's what turned on got me sitting there thinking, what is her full name? And Visual Pony turned around and told me that that's not really her full name. She was just more or less announcing her, notarizing herself as a unicorn. But I also happen to think they also say Spike the Dragon. And even during the equestrian games, Miss Harshwinnie turned around and called Spike Mr. the Dragon instead of calling him Spike. So I was getting a feeling maybe she was not pronouncing her race, as far as being a unicorn. Maybe the unicorn is her last name. So Rarity the Unicorn is more than likely her last name, but I will give credits to just plain Rarity. Rarity Filigree, that was a name that was given by the fandom when they did a couple of fanfics about Rarity, especially, I do believe they used it in, Curse of the Werepony 2, Curse of the Werepony 1, the first Curse of the Werepony. When Rarity went up to the tower to see Spike while he was a werepony, and she asked him if he'd like to leave and go out, and he goes, well, the guards are downstairs, I can't leave. And she goes, darling, I'm Rarity Filigree, I can do anything as long as you're with me. And it's like, okay, we'll add that name. But like I said, it's Filigree was basically a name that was given to her by the fandom. But I will accept Planetary Rarity or Rarity the Unicorn, So it doesn't really matter. But I'm surprised that 29% went for Rarity Filigree and Rarity the Unicorn. Everybody else sat there and says, oh, it's just Rarity. And, you're partly right, because they don't use her last name all the time. So I figured, well, I can't be 100% right, because even if I were to write Hasbro and ask what Rarity's full name is, they're not going to give it to me, Or if I were to ask, some of the other people, like writers and staff writers, since they got new writers in, they're going to sit there and say, duh. So I'm not going to get an answer off of them either. But anyway, I know I started off probably a minute late on this show, but that's all right. I'll be heading off the air here shortly. Hopefully, like I said, episode 5 of season 6 has got to be one of the best. We get a real great moments with Spike. Rarity was actually fairly decent as far as, without, she was more or less not her usual self, like all prim and proper and what have you. And but Twilight, when she found out that Spike wanted him to go out to the Dragon Nation, she more or less, jumped up and down saying, yeah, I can learn more about dragons and da-da-da-da. And both the princesses look at her. It's like, oh, and I'll be there to cheer on Spike, too, or help him out any way I can. I mean, this is the first time Twilight's ever done something like that. And, well, not really. And has forgotten about Spike. Episode, or season 5, we found that out. Especially, the final show of the season, when she's almost let him drop to his death, but anyway, all in all, great episode. Out of all 5 seasons or 6 seasons, this would probably rank about 3rd, and out of all the seasons, I'll have to go through all the seasons, but this so far is, or has come close enough to a tie with Raiders of the Lost Ark, which I think was the number one show in season 5. And I'm sure a lot of you will agree with me that Raiders of the Lost Ark will be hitting the number one spot in season 5. Will they outdo themselves on this one? I don't know. There's a possibility they could, because back in season 5, I thought I'm tongue-tied now. I figured that their 100th episode would hit number one for the season, until they came up with Raiders of the Lost Ark. Raiders of the Lost Ark just blew that one away, and I think we're going to be. I'm looking for a Discord episode to come up next. Not the next episode, but the next episode I'm looking for maybe a cutie map episode where they're going to have to go someplace on the map. I think that should come up. Well, anyway, I got 60 seconds. I'd like to thank everybody for joining me for today. I hope everybody enjoyed the show, both my show and Gauntlets of Fire, Season 6, Episode 5. And I will see you next time on The Wolf Den. This is Timberwolf saying, I will catch you on the flip side. Y'all have a nice week.